From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Violence in Nigeria. At least 47 people were killed and dozens wounded in a bomb attack on a crowded market in Borno State. The blast hit Tuesday at a market in Sabongari. U.S. officials have accused an international group of hackers and stock traders of stealing insider information and making as much as $100 million in illegal profits. 9 people in the United States and Ukraine have been indicted for alleged fraud. More than 20 other individuals and companies face related civil complaints. Paul Fishman is the U.S. attorney for New Jersey.
For more than 5 years, hackers largely operating in Ukraine repeatedly penetrated the networks and servers of MarketWired, PR Newswire, and BusinessWire, 3 of the leading companies that provide those news release services.
Authorities say the hackers stole financial and other information from the companies that publish press releases. China's tightly controlled currency, the yuan, saw its biggest drop in 2 decades on Tuesday. Bill Ide takes a look.
The value of the Chinese yuan has been gradually rising for a decade, and Tuesday's fall was its biggest slide since 1994. The 1.99% slide, just shy of its daily up or down limit of 2%, comes just 2 days after China announced that exports had once again fallen, contracting in July more than 8% from the previous year. China is seeking to get the International Monetary Fund to add the yuan to its special drawing rights, a reserve of currencies that includes the U.S. dollar, euro, Japanese yen, and British pound. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
And for more information on that and other stories, check out our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.